Well, we're here today and we're in announce three players. We've got Patrick McLean in there, we've got Kieran Harkin and David Parkhouse. What do each player bring to the team?
They bring competitiveness. I think all three brought an eagerness to come to the football club, which was more important than anything to me, but they're all good players as well. Patrick has improved immensely in what I have seen over the last couple of years, being watching the games from the media side of it. Kieran Harkin's a player I've always admired. I've always admired Patrick too, but more importantly, they're two lads that know what the football club means, the people of the city. They're two supporters, they're two really talented footballers. And in David, we have a boy that has been to England. The English club hold him in very high esteem. I hold him in high esteem, having worked with him previously. And I just think that all three will enhance the squad moving forward in terms of where we were last year and where we need to get there in the next year or two.
Well, David's probably the one of the three that the supporters know less about because of his time over in England. What exactly is his qualities that, you know, in terms of in front of the goal?
He's an old school centre forward. He works tremendously hard. He has a very high work ethic about him. He's 6 foot three. He's built very strong. He's competitive. He's awkward. But more importantly, he's a good player. He holds the ball up well. He gets on the end of things. He's willing to run on behind. He's a very good player. But again, he's only 19 coming 20. And I would urge people to have patience with all the players, because ultimately we are rebuilding here. And last year, when you look at the statistics from last year, you know, all I want to do is make sure that we're competitive this year.
The other two players that you had signed were under contract with Corain and Sligo. Were both teams difficult to deal with, or were they?
Absolutely not. You know, obviously we Sligo, Patrick was determined he wanted to come to Derry. As you'll find in most professional football clubs, when there's a player wants out of your club, you tend to let him go. But more importantly, with Kieran Harkin, it was very easy because obviously we had a bargain until in Ben Doherty. Ben, in my opinion, is a very, very talented footballer. He was a player that I would not have wanted to leave this club. But, you know, if truth be told, we've got to make sure that we try and stay as professional as we can at this football club. Ben has a very good job. He decided that was a different avenue for him, so automatically it became a bargaining tool for us, because Ben is a very good footballer, as is Kieran Harkin. So I think it was a fair deal on all accounts.
Bodies were low whenever you took the job. You spent a few months trying to recruit players. Has it been an easier or harder job?
Listen, it has definitely not been easy. You're selling a football club that finished third bottom and the two teams below them got relegated. You're selling a fantastic football club, but ultimately it is still, you know, you have to look at statistics. We needed 15 football players to come to this football club for the start of the 2019 campaign. I've never in my experience in all of the time in the League of Ireland ever known a manager that needed 15 players. But I'm not complaining about it. A backroom team have worked tremendously hard. We need time, we need patience, but ultimately we're going to put a team out that people will see that there's fight, there's determination, there's quality, there's energy, and there's a prideness to wear a Derry City football jersey again.
You know, you got a lot of numbers in. There's still a lot of targets being whistled around in the press. You've got the likes of Josh Kerr, Darren McCauley was mentioned, and some people are still holding on hope about Barry McNamee. Have you got anybody else coming in?
I hold hope for all three, to be honest. Josh Kerr's coming on Thursday night. We'll sit down with him and his dad. We'll talk to him, hopefully get that one over the line. He's a good footballer. He's a player that we've seen at Brighton and we liked. He's a player we've watched for a number of weeks. Darren McCauley's a Korean player. I think every club in Ireland are interested in signing Darren McCauley. He's a Derry lad. Would I love to bring him to the club? Of course I would. But again, you know, there's a lot of business to be done there. There's a lot of clubs trying to take Darren McCauley. And then Barry McNamee. Barry's making his decision on what he wants to do. Barry's ultimately one of the best midfield players in Ireland. But ultimately, it comes down to what Barry wants to achieve this year, whether he's willing to get back involved in football, whether he's willing to take a break, or whether he wants to go to a different club. That'll be down to Barry.
To wrap it up, tomorrow you start pre-season training at long last. Now
can't
that you've got all this hard work done, that was going to be my question. Are you looking forward to it?
Can't wait. You know, the last 8 weeks have been spent in the car, on the phone, in offices, in hotels, talking to players. So they actually get on the training pitch tomorrow, it'll be a bit of a relief, but it doesn't stop. You know, we've had a day off over Christmas. Our partners and wives haven't seen much of us, which might be a positive thing, but ultimately tomorrow the footballs are coming out, and that's always a pleasure.